People on unemployment benefits are entrenched in a cycle of poverty, limiting their chances of getting a job, according to a report by major church providers of social services in Australia. As the Senate inquiry hearings into New Start and Youth Allowance begin in Melbourne today, more evidence has been released supporting claims that these benefits are simply not enough. Recipients of the unemployment benefits are so focused on keeping up with the cost of living and the costs associated with finding a job that they are becoming more entrenched in the welfare trap.
What that means is it's also not indexed, so people on New Start and on the Youth Allowance are falling further and further behind the societal norms.
So that means inflation isn't accounted for in these payments?
That's right, yeah. So, you know, the government did the right thing by pensions a couple of years ago, and it indexed pensions more strongly, and it put single pensioners up to, you know, much to two-thirds of double pensioners. But this has left this group further and further behind. And, of course, food doesn't cost less, rent doesn't cost less, electricity doesn't cost less just because you're on the dole. So one of the most startling findings for us, and this is the first time that anyone's done any of this, looking at data on what people spend money on, as well as where the money comes from, one of the most startling findings that people on the Youth Allowance, Job Seeker Youth Allowance, and on New Start were spending 122% of their weekly income.
The government and the opposition have an attitude that the dole shouldn't be higher because people might get too comfortable on it and discourage them from finding work. Do you think this generalisation is misplaced?
Look, I think it is. I think that what's actually happening, and this is backed up by these figures, and it's backed up by thousands of people that we see across the Anglicare network every week. What we're seeing is that people are actually corralled onto this. It's such a low benefit that they're spending all their time trying to juggle bills, trying to juggle food, get themselves to free food outlets, worry about where they're going to be able to get money from should any kind of emergency happen. They're not in a frame of mind to be seeking work.
That was Casey Chambers, Executive Director of Anglicare Australia. A single person on the New Start benefit receives less than $245 a week. With this, they're meant to cover rent, food, transport, and other necessities. While some politicians have vocalised that this is enough and in some cases is too much, groups on both sides of the political divide have now agreed that there needs to be a review of the range of incentives and support initiatives to help people return to work. The Business Council of Australia today warned the government that the low rate of benefits is putting up a barrier to employment and risks entrenching poverty. This is a view that Andrew Hall, General Manager, Social Inclusion at Anglicare WA, agrees with. He says that many unemployed people he works with are now eager to get training and new skills to be in the workforce.
They therefore have to make judgment calls about whether they will have good food every night of the week, or maybe skip a meal, or skip children going on school excursions. Their whole school class might be going on. And so families and children are making choices about how they use less money in their family purse every week. Nobody that I've met who has been unemployed has wanted to be unemployed. Many people are looking for the opportunity to be able to apply their passion and their skills, and also to grow their knowledge and build social networks and friendships in workplaces. Yet, not all workplaces or all markets can afford to employ the total workforce.
And while it may take some time to find employment, Casey Chambers says that many people are also put off by the bureaucratic hurdles you need to navigate to keep receiving unemployment benefits.
There's also a huge fear that we found, again anecdotally in our interviews and in talking to people, that if people did report some income to Centrelink, their payments would be affected. Because, you know, people were saying, look, the last time I spoke to Centrelink about something, it all went wrong. They stopped the payment completely. Or I ended up with double the payment and had to pay it back. And it's just too worrying for them to actually go and do that. So I think that there is a time between employment and unemployment where it's not easy, where Centrelink and the way Centrelink works, the bureaucracy of it, doesn't make it easy for people to move between those two.
That was Casey Chambers, Executive Director of Anglicare Australia, ending that report.